in pain. Do you believe everything your brain tells you? Have you ever given your soul permission to call your brain out as a liar? My doctor sent me a video he wanted me to watch about fibromyalgia, and afterward asked for my response. I said, "At first I thought you were trying to tell me that it's all in my head, and by the end of it, I saw that was exactly what you were telling me." However, I wasn't insulted. I was educated on the fact that all pain is in the brain for all of us. He believes that in my case, my brain is lying to me. The pain receptors in my brain are apparently much like my dog's built-in alarm system. He often commences barking as though someone is about to break in, when all is fine. The doctor says my brain anticipates pain and sets off all of the alarms, causing me to react as though I'm being attacked, when all is calm. It was suggested that I try telling my brain to stop lying to me, to declare that I am not broken, and the pain alarm is another false report. Because the information came from the top authority on the subject, I tried it. It actually is helpful. Many times, my brain has responded by turning off the pain alarm. I found that my brain is not the top authority in my body. It is the will of the heart of my soul. In this case, I allowed a man of higher education to alter my response. Do we allow Father's word to do the same thing? To be able to call our brains out as liars? To change our thought process? The word says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be satisfied with what you have. For God himself has said, I will never fail you or abandon you." Therefore, we say with confidence, "Adonai is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can a human being do to me?" Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. Does the heart of your soul repeat those words to your brain in order to alter your responses? He is our creator, father, protector, highest authority, and so much more. Will his declarations become truth in your life? Or will you allow the ruler of fear, anxiety, and failure to keep sounding false alarms? It's your brain. Don't let it be held hostage when freedom in Christ is within your grasp.